ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين. Respected audience and listeners to IRIB English Radio, please accept my salam. I wish all of you receive this session of the program Bridge in the best state of health and faith. And I assume that, alhamdulillah, you've been keeping up with the program. I've been focusing on the 19th du'a of the book, Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the great legacy of the fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, alayhi salam. وَكَانَ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِنْدَ الْإِسْتِسْقَاءِ بَعْدَ الْجَدْبِ. In his supplication and asking for water during a drought, right? Even for this, Imam provides us with a dua, even to confront or to face natural disasters, something like drought. Imam teaches us that these natural disasters should be a reminder for you so that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you return to Him. In fact, there is a special salat. It's called the Salat of Rain, or the prayer for asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have rain. And people would go outside of the city and pray together and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain, right? That vision is very important from a person who is muwahhid, who is monotheist. We talked about the blessing of winds, the blessing of clouds in the previous sessions. And today, still focusing on the very first phrase of this great dua, the 19th supplication of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, we would like to mention some of the importance and values of winds and clouds as mentioned in the Holy Quran. The dua, the 19th dua, it starts with this. It says, Allahumma asghin al-ghayth. O Allah, Ya Allah, water us with rain. وانشر علينا رحمتك بغيفك. And unfold us your mercy through your copious rain. برحمتك بغيفك المغدغ من الصحاب المنصاغ لنبات أرضك الموفغ في جميع الأفاق. Through your copious rain from the driven clouds, so that your goodly earth may grow on all horizons. Let's take a quick break, inshallah. We'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we've been focusing on the importance of rain, the importance of the natural blessings and resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available to us. We mentioned the importance of sun, and we said it's the source of all the energy that we receive. In fact, for a believer, seeing every little sign here and there, waking up in the morning, going back to sleep in the night, life is filled with reminders of the Creator, right? There's the traces of the Creator everywhere in life that you look at. Once you contemplate about the importance of winds, you might ask yourself, does the wind perform these great and continuous services that we mentioned in the previous sessions, pollination, freshening the air, so on and so forth, all of those? Does it do it on its own will? In a better, more precise way, we can ask, is it okay to ask that if the winds or all those natural changes, whether they're disasters or blessings, are they making decisions on their own? Are they having independence in terms of will? Or is it that they're commanded by another being, right? They're under the command of another being, which is God, for sure. The wind itself lacks the intellect to choose to be a servant. So it must be acting on behalf of another being, which is God, right? Who, this question, is then is the commander of the wind? Again, the Holy Quran, right? Response to this question. Consider the verses from the Holy Quran on this subject that we will mention after this quick little break that we have.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, respected listeners, the Holy Quran, in two verses that I want to mention, talks about the importance of the movement of the winds and the clouds. It says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," Surah Baqarah, the third surah in the Holy Quran, the third chapter, verse 164. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالصَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And his directing of the winds and the clouds controlled between the heaven and the earth are signs for a people, or for those people who use reason, right? These dense clouds that hover about above us, holding billions of tons of water suspended between the earth and the sky, against the law of gravity, and carrying them from one point to the other without causing the slightest danger, are themselves a sign of his greatness and majesty, Allah. Right? You should see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every cloud that is above you, in every wind that blows near you. Furthermore, if it wasn't or if it weren't for their irrigation and watering function, there would be not a single drop of water to drink on all the dry lands of the earth, nor a spring or a stream for plants to grow. Everywhere would be a ruin and a desert, and all would be covered with dead soil, right? This too is another manifestation of the greatness of God. As the Holy Quran says in the Surah Al-A'raf, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسَلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَنزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءَ فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتٍ. Right, the Holy Quran says in this verse that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends the winds as good tidings before His mercy, until when they have carried heavy rain clouds, we drive them to a dead land, and we send down rain therein and bring forth thereby of all the fruits. Thus will we bring forth the dead. Perhaps you may be reminded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously remind us of His existence, and may we stay connected with Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.